else I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of many aspects of phenomena called profound events. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, "How should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom?" Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words, "Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. Having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomenon. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyanta om gate gate paragate parasamgate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Om Denza Bhumi
Yeah. So we'll continue on the topics of taking refuge in Tijol still, which is very important because it is the practice of refuge determines whether or not one is the practitioner of the Buddha Dhamma. It is so therefore understanding, having a proper understanding of what is meant by taking refuge in Tijol, it's very crucial. Because regardless of what kind of practice that we may undertake as the practitioner of the Buddha Dhamma, one's practice, if one's practice is based on taking refuge in two jewels, then this will really become a practice of Bodhidharma. And if one's practice lacks the taking refuge in two jewels, then it's not a practice of Bodhidharma. So therefore, it is very important to understand what is meant by taking refuge in two jewels. For what purpose we are taking refuge in two jewels? Who those objects of refuge of two jewels? And these are a very key question to oneself. And if one has this understanding and identification of the object of three jewels, then one's practice will become, belongs to the practice of the Bodhidharma. Otherwise, if one's practice, regardless of what kind of practice one may undertake, so long as one's practice is devoid of taking refuge in three jewels, so it is not even a practice of Bodhidharma.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ གསྲ 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 གས kuriz nata bet jadik phenda de kuriye ge mari e nata de git dada de git ta ni e nata tel me kari teng gi du kore de nata de tra be de me ge te te na a ku nata tra de ro o na e sa di din di me ge che de lo kun jo sung gu na ne ta ge dada de gi kun jo sung gu na chi kun jo sing de ga ge sa jo mi de That the name is that the met, not the never, not the met in a young, a cool met again double the name, you double the negative to the necessity you were. Oh, that the soon the inji mini mimo shoji, the soon the mina, and then Nepa Tabuji in a yard, not a child double the name, who took you some money. Oh, then they in by ghetto, and then under number Sanji big, that's all number running a guadri singing, Tanji kid. And then, Torches on a running Kanaya quality with tapas and judgment to the room. That didn't alone, Chanchu sing, sing it again to Guina, Tipachim, Chanchu sing it, the Torchy to Guina, and the Ranta Mountain Draw Resident, Tanchi, Tanchi, no Kempa Daja Temba, Naki, the Sosia Zuala, don't need to be hero, the Sanji, Chanchu sing it. Oh, this was the Tana, yeah, Sigin Tanchi, Sosia quality. TV tapa totuguri.
So to take refuge in schedules, first of all, it is important to understand that how we ourselves remains under the control of karma and our negative thoughts and emotions, in other words, delusions. Most of the time in our day-to-day life, we are not really aware of how we are swept by the currents of karma and delusions. It is because of this lack of awareness of our life that is completely remain under the control of karma and delusions. We are unable to take refuge in individuals properly. So in order to take refuge in individuals from the depth of one's heart, one must identify oneself, remains under this domination of karma and delusions. So if one, when one comes to understand, when one is able to understand that your very existence at this point is remains under the control of delusion and karma, then you will have a genuine desire to overcome, genuine desire to free from that kind of bondage. And so it is not really helpful to free ourselves, helpful to actually, in terms of, you know, freeing ourselves from this bondage, just by making a prayers and wishful thinking and so on. But now the question is, how can we really, you know, free ourselves from this delusion and karma? Because we know that so long as we remain under the control of this delusion and karma, it is not possible for us to achieve lasting happiness that we always seek. The fact is that we always seek for achieve everlasting happiness, which is common goal for all sentient beings, not only human beings, but even down to the insects. Is for their own happiness. They look for food, shelter, companions, and so on and so forth. Similarly, sentient beings who are within this secular existence have the same desire. But all of those beings, they're completely, you know, ignorant of accumulating causes and conditions, which really leads to this happiness. So if you're able to contemplate your mind, if you're able to understand the situations of the sentient beings, then you will know that how important it is for us to actually to take refuge in individuals. Because the question of taking refuge in individual is to really engage in the practice that really understand yourself, that you yourself is remaining under the control of delusions, so that you seek freedom from that bondage. So this is the main purpose of taking refuge in individuals. Therefore, when we talk about taking refuge in individuals, first of all, one must look at oneself as a patient who needs a physician. And in order to free oneself from this sickness, so here sickness here really refers to the sickness of delusions, the three poisons of this, you know. And so by taking refuge in individuals, looking at Buddha as one's own physician and the Dharma as a prescribed medications and the Sangha who really assist us to really take those medications and giving you a proper instructions of actually to how yourself is really just as the nurses and so on actually help us to alleviate from this one's, you know, acute sufferings and so on. So similarly, the Sangha actually assist us to embark upon the spiritual path. So therefore, it is very important to look at ourselves, as we are very, you know, we are completely healed person. It is a healed person by these delusions. So this is the main purpose of taking refuge in two jewels. So if you lack this understanding, and if of taking refuge in Chijo, then one's practice, regardless of what practice that we do, as we spoke earlier, then one's practice will not become a practice of Dharma. Why it is not becoming a practice of Dharma? Because this will not become a practice of, you know, freeing oneself from cyclic existence.
Wa kos ani tipi dunyin da ting tu de de nga do ta sa ji nya lin bi phung bon de de gyo re ni sa ji nya lin phung bon de ma le na an bi nga zu ne sa de khom ban da bo de 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 zu ji phung bon de nga ge zu ji phung bon de ta nga a jang se de da de zen de de gu ma ro wa nga ne sa ge khom ban da bo de ta zu ji phung bon de re zu ji phung bon de le ne ba la Muzuji Pumbun de Naji Yuri, Taji Yuri, Giji Yuri, and the lawyer Jacuji de China, the Najiman de Yomari. The legend de Taji and then Yanjo Kua and Cook Machin Yanjo, the Najin, 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 quality be tapas each toji is a quality of tapat. At the toaji gundu, send us on jig, dan, chizun, tignagan, tapat toguri.
So, our taking refuge in two jewels, normally we find that three categories of the practitioners of taking refuge in two jewels, depending upon their mental capacities or their inclinations. So the one category is taking refuge in two jewels, what is known as the small scopes, which is who long to free from to achieve high rebirths in one's future life, and take refuge in two jewels. The other one is not only just freeing oneself from the lower realms, but also free from even the cyclic existence, even the high realms of looking for complete liberations. And then the highest one is to take refuge in practitioner who take refuge in two jewels, not only to free oneself from cyclic existence, but also to free other sentient beings, entire sentient beings from this from suffering of cyclic existence. So therefore, one puts a lot efforts to gain the state of enlightenment, and one's very purpose of gaining state of enlightenment is to free entire sentient beings, all sentient beings from sufferings. So those are the three different ways, three different categories of the practitioners who take refuge in individuals based upon their own mental capacity or their own mental inclinations.
Pumbundanaji, rāntu tukin, sūsul jī pīki lō na pūyīnda pūtī ngāntu lō mē chindā jī tāng dūmbā na jī khyā wā na sūsul sūnā jī kēnā la sūsul rāngā rāntu tūmbā na jī jī khyā nīgir wā tē nā kī khyā wā nā kī tē dāgā rā yī sānsān dā jī jī dēn jī mō lō jī yore wā tē nē yī tūmā mārī pā sēngē tē nē tūmā mārī pā tē kā kūyān nū nā nē ngā jū kānta jī tūmā mārī pā sēngē tē kā rī jī ngā dū kū ngā jī dupati nga kuiñi tati lo, ane kui kanda jindu, kunda jindu, kui tawa nida, ane kui tala pa mepa zuji ya kiñ. Ane kari resi na kui tuma mari pa singa dike, ane soso kaza kanda de rangu tupa, rangu tupa na jindu zanyo kuyari. Ane kui zanyo na ki kanda de riya andu usina, te reyo mara ya, kui zanyo kanda de ngancha kari na kanda de pan zanyo, te mayin bi kanda de rangu, rangu tupa ji kui kendi yari esi. Kui rāngā rāngā tūpa jī kīndi yuwa nā, nā kāngzā dā rāngā rāngā tūpa mārī, kāngzā dā jūjīyā tēng gu kīng, mā kīsā pā mārī, sāyā, tūngyā, kūngbūng bū kāngyā, kāngkā jī sācīyā, tāng jī sācīyā, mūngbū jī nā tsū tēng nā dārān tēng nā gu yuwa rī mā tū, kūrō rāngā jī kīyā nā kī tēng nā yuwa mārī sā. Nā tēndā jī jī pā jī jī nī, nā lō tēng mē pā zō gu gu yuwa rī, tūma mārī pā sīngā dī.
Let's, you know, think about ourselves at this particular existence. We as a human beings comparatively it's a fortunate rebirth. So even, you know, having a rebirth of human beings, how much sufferings that we undergo, which we all experience that. We can speak one's own sufferings through one's own experience. So then how, you know, unbearable it would be if we take a rebirth in a lower realms, unfortunate realms. Comparing to one's own life and existence right now, which is completely, you know, said to be a fortunate rebirth. But even then we undergo all sorts of sufferings, unending sufferings. So this kind of sufferings that we have gone through from the beginningless time, the experience that we had, we have been experiencing those sufferings from the beginningless time and up until now. So if we are unable to recognize these sufferings and do not make any attempt to overcome this level of these sufferings, and then it will still continue. And we will never be able to free ourselves from the sufferings. So recognizing that now, so since we all do not long to achieve, do not desire for sufferings, and we all have a genuine desire to achieve happiness, and how can that happen? And what that really, what kind of causes and conditions that one need to achieve happiness, and what kind of causes and conditions one need to abandon in order to overcome sufferings. So if you analyze very carefully, all the sufferings are coming into being because of one's own negative thoughts and emotions, period. It is because of one's own negative thoughts and emotions will engage whatever the actions that we may take will become a negative actions that then accumulates negative karma, which then perpetuates the rebirth within the cycle of existence. So now, if one really thinks carefully, how those negative thoughts and emotions arises within us, it's because of this root cause, what we call the ignorance, the maripa. Ignorance is the one that gives rise to all kinds of negative thoughts and emotions, such as anger, hatred, jealousy, sense of competitiveness, and so on and so forth. Normally, we as ordinary beings, all of those negative thoughts and emotions, we take it as a part of our life. We take it as something that is really needed. You know, anger, hatred, sense of competitiveness, jealousy. We recognize as them as something that is very helpful and something that is useful for us. Because we are so proud that we got angry with someone because somebody said to us something that is offensive to us. So I got angry with this person, and we can proudly say that I got angry. But what you're actually saying here is you haven't been happy, which means that you have undergone suffering. But we're unable to recognize it. We're unable to identify those, you know, what is really suffering and what is really happiness. So that really is, you know, all of this, you know, rooted into our, you know, rooted to our, ignorance. The root cause of all of this is ignorance. So therefore, whatever the practice that we may undertake, if one wants to make a practice, one's practice to become a cause for liberation, one must always, one's practice must be always based upon application of antidote towards this ignorance. So ignorance is something that is something that can be removed, something that can be overcome. How can we prove that, you know, ignorance can be overcome, how ignorance can be removed? It's through understanding. Ignorance is something that is not knowing. And not knowing must be overcome by knowing. So therefore, if the ignorance is the cause of all our sufferings, if one really wants to remove this ignorance, you will know that ignorance cannot be removed just by praying and so on. So ignorance can be removed by cultivating a positive thought that actually understand, that has a proper understanding of things and event. So it is through this way we can at least have some kind of assumption of freeing ourselves from cyclic existence or the gaining liberations.
ओ तंदा चिन चिन ता तंदा चिन ता ते कु रावा सोस कांजा के सोस दे के सोस को जो तुमा मारी पा चेंगे तंदा के ने वाले मारी पा दे के उसको सोस रावा रासो तुबा के की खेंद गुरे ता के ने खेंद या ने गांजो रावा रासो तुबा मारी साया तुमे मुमु जी तें गुगुरवा तें युं रे सिगुरे ku kale me ten ke rang a ku sen de ku lo de lo pare ne ku kyan na ke de me pa to su na ku kyan na ke de me pa to ju yori to ju du ze ku kyan na ke de men du sen ne du se ji ne ne de ku me pa ka na ji to gu re se na ne ku kyan na ke me pa to su na ne lo de tu ma mari pa se ne de ku kyan na ke me pa to su na 그럴 때는 아주 코와 큰데야 뜻을 강하면 봐도 되고 여러와. 근데 이 자세는 뚱바는 또비 괴로워 생에 되게 돈이 또비 괴로워서 당 아주 또 좋은 돈이 또비 괴로워 생에 ຄືຍານະກິແມປາໂຕອັດຕະຕຸມບາສະກິຕາແມວັດມັນຄືຍານະກິແມປາເຕໂຕອັນນະຄືຍານະກິແມປາໂຕໂຕວັນໂຕດີລໍຊໍຊໍຣາວາມາອິນບາຣາຊຸຕຸມາເຕບາຈັນດີໂຕອັນຊາດີລໍອັນຕະນີ້ຕຸນນິຕິບໍລໍເຕລໍອັນຕຸນນິຕິບໍລໍເຕກຣັງຊໍຊໍຣາວາຣາຊຸຕຸມາມາຍິຄືຄືຍານະກິແມປາໂຕຕຸນນິຕິບໍລໍເຄີໂຕເຕກລໍອັນນະໂຕລໍເຕນີ້ນະຕາງັນຈະໂທຈາດາຈິຄິກິນນາ ໂຕລະເຕນີ້ອັນນະຄວາລີງານໂຕໂຕລະເຈດິນຄວາລີງິບັນຢູ່ເປັນຍູ້ສຶ່ງນະງານໂຕຄວາສາຈິນໍອັນພົມດຸນາຈິຍໍເຊາຈິນະກຸມບູຊິເຕນດີຄວາລີງິບັນຢູ່ເປັນຍູ້ສຶ່ງກະສຽນຊຸນາອັນນະລານຽງລຸເຕນເດອັດເດໂອງຍູ້ເດກະສຽນຊຸນາງຽງຍູ້ງະສັງບາສຽນຊຸນານະງານຊິນາຈິຍເຄຊາຈິຍເຄຍິລຸເຕນເດເລມກຸຊໍຕຸກຍໍເດ
So let's take an example of our way of understanding, our way of perceiving things in event, how we perceive ourselves and how we perceive other than ourselves, like other things, external things and so on. So if we really examine ourselves very carefully, the way we think that who we are and our normal way of understanding who we are is completely distorted. Because again, we'll not be able to identify, we'll not be able to understand our day-to-day way of comprehending who we are, comprehending ourselves. It cannot be identified as a distorted thought without going through a critical analysis. Because normally, when we talk about I and me, we take it for granted as a something that exists concretely, something that exists independently. That is what we call distorted way of understanding self, distorted way of understanding I. So it is based on this. This is also known as the grasping at self. It is based on this grasping at self. It is because of this grasping at self, it opens the doors for all kinds of negative thoughts and emotions. Let's take example of, if one dislikes something, or if one dislikes someone, once, a very nature of this disliking, if you, trace carefully, this is rooted upon self. I don't like this. I don't like this. And then your very identification of this I is something that does not exist. So this is what we call ignorance, pertaining to self. And then it goes to the phenomena. For instance, let's take an example of a flower. If you look at the flower, and your way of looking at the flower is something that exists, if you think that flower is as if that flower exists by virtue of its own sight. And if you think that flower is very beautiful, then it's you have attachment towards this flower because the way you look at this flower is something that exists by virtue of its own sight. So that kind of, looking at self and other phenomena is something that is, rooted in our system, our mental system. So in order to uproot this kind of mental system from our continuum, We need to understand actual mode of existence of oneself and actual mode of existence of phenomena, other phenomena. Because without understanding non-existence of the object of comprehension of grasping itself and phenomena, it is not possible for us to understand, achieve, you know, liberations. So all of this, you know, if one is really looking for something that is looking for a genuine happiness or complete state of happiness, one need to first look for how we really understand ourselves, who we are, and how things really are. We need to understand this.
What an end in June is some bag to need to be here to the true Jenny Rane a qual to be tapa to the Sunchega Nashik, do you know me give a qual of come give a tizzo to you, so to you. Rina Rane a qual to be tapa to but an indigi mendus. And what is the second time you pama ike, mama ike, chira mekanga, and doing the chimbuchin the gugudus. And then Rane a Dengan cuma tati li kanga cipta tu jitu gundu, sana kanda tiga gundu sana. Ane tu ni tu bi kira udala, ane cangsu ke sen dek sen so na, ane cangsu sen ke tu troce ni, ane sang sen ke ji so na, ane ku sang ji so na, ta jang cuma na ke ni cipta cingu so, tu tu na ane sejeng lepas dija kencing jatuh bukan zaitu ke, ane kual tapi tapa jitu, cangsu sen sen ke sen so na, ane kual tapi tapa Tabatama, Jibi, and Rogers, Sitting, Tanchi, Jonchu, Sans, and Rogers, Sitting, Tanchi, 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 and Rogers, And the Sangaji stand water, such a tongue, Sangaji, so tenry.
So if one really understands that one's way of looking at self and other things, events, so it's really distorted and something that is mistaken way of looking at things and understanding things and event and self and self and phenomena. And if one does understand that it is because of this, one, you know, generates all kind of negative thoughts and emotions and undergoes sufferings. So if you have this kind of understanding, then you can relate this to other beings as well. Looking at other beings, you know, just taking oneself as an example of how distorted our thoughts and emotions with regard to self and other beings, self and, you know, phenomena. And how that distorted thoughts give rise to all kind of negative thoughts and emotions, which then perpetuates all kind of sufferings. So then you, so to all other beings, sentient beings, you know, have the same kind of distorted thoughts with regard to things and with regard to self. Self and others with regard to self and phenomena. It is because of their distorted thoughts and self and phenomena undergo all kind of sufferings. This will actually lead you to, you know, really lead yourself to all kind of practice. It opened the doors for all kind of practice by understanding this. Tolerance, practice of, you know, or compassion, practice of love, and so on. Sorry, and the bodhicitta.
Oh, tindai. That tindai is that Banganzo, and the Chanju Kisan, Gun Chanju Kisan, they get into the hero, Provoche, and the Ganzo San, Jisiguro, San Jis, and that. And the Chanju Kisan,
So those are all, you know, needs a rigorous practice. It requires a constant practice of, you know, understanding self and understanding, you know, self and phenomena, in other words. Without, you know, going through training, it is not possible for us to actually understand how things really are and the existence of the self, in other words. So all of those requires a rigorous trainings. The training here referring to the training of one's mind. It is through mental training one will be able to, you know, achieve spiritual quality, such as starting from, you know, observing, ethical discipline, renunciations, bodhicitta, and the view of emptiness, you know, the wisdom realizing emptiness. Those spiritual quality will not take place overnight. It takes time. One needs to put an effort. So if you look at the great beings in the past, the great masters, none of those great masters, if you look at their stories and the biography or the backgrounds of those great masters in the past, look, both India and Tibet, all of those great masters had gone through a rigorous efforts of practicing Dhamma, observing the pure ethical disciplines, followed by generating renunciations, bodhicitta, and perfect view of emptiness. So if one really, you know, long to achieve the spiritual quality that has been achieved by those great beings, we need to always put in effort to engage in those practice, particularly of turning one's mind.
Tendai, the Sanji in the water, second, and the Sanji Salia Travala, the Sanji get the Lavanjo and the Triamna, Sanji and Turkey didn't so on the second, and just Sanji Salia, Tirita Tokana, Tegundu, Sanji Salia and Rundu of Langa than under Tanguri, Chihi Chikid. A Langa, the Tan and Langa to run good to what? So Chigu or Mato, Sanji turned it again, then and did you go somebody? Sanji de Malanga thing with Sanji Sal dwelling, cheeky is a chicken. And then the Naji Tuna, you know, those Tony don't let the German Saint John's and those GI Sanji Gimasu, and then soon I think other that Kinan and those is Sanji La Sali and Rugu is a Langa Sanji thing with it.
So, just as the great masters, such as, you know, the founding teachers, Buddha Shakyamuni, who actually had gained state of enlightenment and showed us a path to enlightenment. So we, as a follower of the Buddha Shakyamuni, ultimate aim of practicing Buddha Dhamma is to gain state of enlightenment. And your very purpose of gaining the state of enlightenment is to free other sentient beings from suffering. So therefore, how can we really, you know, free other beings from sufferings if we ourselves is caught up within the suffering? So therefore, as we mentioned earlier, that we need to put an effort to engage in this practice of the Dhamma, starting from taking refuge in Sri Jyotis, renunciation, bodhicitta, and perfect view of emptiness. So it is through elimination of one's own delusions and negative thoughts and emotions, through one's own experience, one will then be able to lead other beings from the sufferings of the cyclic existence. So if we are the followers, if we consider ourselves as the followers of Buddha Shakyamuni, we must always follow the practice that is done by the Buddha Shakyamuni, which means we need to put in effort, a rigorous effort to practice.
What na sangi ge tanda su na ge na sangi ge sa le ya cha la na de ga da la pan sangi la pan jo ni ya cha de tu yo ma kan de sim na sangi ge ma su na da de ge lang ga ngai ten ge ten ni shu nen ri du ni cha ge ma sa le chen de ge du ni ma cha ge zhe ni ji to ba ge na chi ni de ba ti bi tu an jo sen ge lang ga ten ge ni si na lang ga kan de de zhe na ne ge ji tu ma ma ri pa de ma ba ma zo ni ᱱᱮ ᱥᱟᱸᱡᱤ ᱥᱟᱞᱮ ᱟᱴᱷᱤᱜᱩ ᱥᱟᱫᱤᱭᱩ ᱞᱚᱱ ᱛᱩᱢᱟ ᱢᱟᱨᱤ ᱵᱟᱫᱮ ᱢᱮ ᱵᱟᱡᱮ ᱠᱚ ᱥᱚᱢ ᱛᱩᱢᱵᱟ ᱱᱤ ᱛᱮ ᱵᱤᱞᱚ ᱫᱮ ᱛᱮᱱᱤ ᱞᱚᱡᱮ ᱛᱮᱢᱩ ᱜᱮ ᱱᱮ ᱥᱚᱢ ᱛᱩᱢᱵᱟ ᱱᱤ ᱛᱮ ᱵᱤᱞᱚ ᱛᱮᱜᱮ ᱥᱟᱸᱡᱤ ᱪᱮᱛᱚ ᱠᱚ ᱢᱟᱨᱮ ᱛᱮᱞᱚ ᱛᱮᱱᱤ ᱧᱮᱡᱩ ᱜᱮ ᱥᱟᱢᱵᱟ ᱫᱟ ᱪᱟᱱᱥᱩ ᱜᱮ ᱥᱮᱱ ᱫᱚ ᱫᱩᱡ ᱪᱮ ᱥᱮᱱ ᱨᱚᱡᱮ ᱱᱮ ᱚ ᱫᱩᱡ ᱪᱮ ᱱᱟ ᱥᱟᱸᱡᱤ ᱥᱟᱞᱮ ᱟᱞᱚ ᱴᱷᱮᱱᱴᱩ ᱜᱮ ᱨᱮ
ᱥᱚ achievement of complete state of enlightenment or liberations and so on cannot be granted by someone, or this cannot be achieved because of some kind of blessings received from somebody, but rather one needs to understand how one can really embark upon the path. What is the right path? What is the wrong path? And right path and wrong path, you know, whether there is right or there is wrong, it is actually shown by the Buddha. And following the teachings of the Buddha, particularly of the Four Noble Truths, one will then be able to, you know, achieved what we call what we long to achieve, which means the ultimate state of happiness. So none of the great beings such as Buddha will just, you know, cleanse your negative states of negative thoughts and emotions, nor the Buddha will just, you know, hold your hands and drag you and, you know, lift you up from the cyclic existence. So how can we really achieve this state of enlightenment, state of liberation, is to follow the teachings of the Buddha. It is through practice. If we keep on let ourselves caught up within the mental negative thoughts and emotions, such as anger, hatred, and so on. And, you know, the intensity of this, the grip will become stronger, so there and prevalent. So therefore, it is through understanding the teachings of the Buddha, and through understanding the teachings of the Buddha, and not only just intellectually understanding, but one try one's best to put it into practice, and this way you'll be able to actually loosen the grip, or to loosen the bondage of those negative thoughts, emotions.
Oh, Dandari. Oh, Dandari. Dandari, you said that, no? So, that is so sad. Juju Tongue said you law. Send the Juju Tongue said you law, no? I can't have the Tongue reason. I send it, and then Andu G, Dandan Andu Zubu, the Indonagin, Saji, Tunji, Kunji, Kanga, and the Kanga Jury. Oh, then I hear you. Then the Zubundel and Nation Chitolatin. Ganzu Kazi and the Lord Jagger Najima, the Nigum and do some. Not the lay inside the Ning Antu Saya, Tumakuanga, and the draw decision, Tangier Tendi Wundus and the Chance Sijan Ganga, but Samba Chana when we get to watch Guguri. Sijan Tangier the fact, wrong Pinja in his hand, double down noise on the Telemanik, Samba Chana was his chip. And Samba take in the Trochi and do the chit and the Jim Tipa Sanji Sala and draw and his Jamba don't shoot into Zabagundu, the chin so the. Onto some tumban into the tuni to toa to ta, tell on it, roaching and dry inside.
So, practicing Dharma must be understood in terms of transforming one's mind. That is the purpose of practicing Dharma. It's the essence of tech practicing Buddha Dharma. If one recites the sadhanas, mantras, and so on, without really making a change of one's own mind, that's not even practice of the Buddha Dharma. So it is very important to understand that the Dharma itself, the term Dharma itself, is a transformation of one's mind or changing of one's mind. So changing of one's mind from negative state to the positive state. Because of unwanted suffering is really a result of the negative state of mind, period. If you really think carefully, you will know this. So regardless of what kind of practice that one may undertake as a practice of the Buddha Dharma, it is even to reciting the refuge verses, the while you're reciting that, making sure that your very recitation of your the verse really serves as a remedy for certain levels or of the negative states of mind. So this is how our practice makes a Buddha Dharma, the practice of the Buddha Dharma.
Kono tiwa dirishya. Kono tongwa nyi tongyi kitanda namjyu. Tongyi kitishish nangruwa. Tongyi tongyi tishish nangruwa kabliya. Ta tongwa nyi namjyu nda kono tishish di kodi kanliya. Ta maangchaya chik kono namjyu kitishish nangruwa. Ta tim membeche susuyungo ni nyongdob kia ta tongwa nyi ya lokob choya di kandeshi na tisigo sari. Nyongdob ki. Nyongdob ki zayana. Ta kope chik namjyu ki kiwa tanga chibu membeche nyongdob ki. Nyongdob nandirana jiro. Ta nganzu lol chik hyawundi pigi ye kari yi na kono chi ngun chi hyawun senda chiyongdob yorwa. Kono ngun chutubi senda chi. Ye kanta kanyi nana. rāng chūpacchā. Ani kurung mūyīn kāngla ya hirā mūtti kēnchī. Ani tīyā yomāli thāma nīnti mūnda jī chīgī yīnā lā. Ani mūndi kī jōchā zōyā chālā dā gyūrī, tēlā tēnā jī, tōngurī, tēnā zōgurī. Mūmbū jī tēnā kī mūrī yārī mūtti kēnchī tūku mūtuvā. Tēnā kī ngāntu kāngzā yīnā lā māyā pāmā kīnā pūmū jī tēnā. Dōsā jī mūtti ngāntu lōlā jī lhuā nā hīnchī. Ngāntu yūtī yōgī yōgūntu kī yōmarvā. Lōlā kī rāma rāntu tī wumā jī hābdā yāni jī āyā kī jīnpē. Jī rāma rāntu tī kīn sūnda jī lōlā tēnā jī khyā wangirī. Yī kī nē tāntā pūtī. Yāni jī gēnchī rīpā kāngkāng tī gēnchī kī yā sōg nī kūnō tū yōgumā jī rā. Sōsā rāma ngūni jī tēnā yīnsī chū tū tū yā yōmarvā. Wānanda jī.
So, it is very difficult to actually say, just through, one set of explanation will really lead oneself to the intuitive understanding of emptiness. It's not easy at all. First, we need to gain intellectual understanding of what is meant by emptiness. And then your very understanding of intellectual understanding of emptiness will then will lead oneself to generate conceptual understanding of what we mean by emptiness, or what is known as emptiness. And this conceptual understanding of emptiness is through this the constant familiarity or contemplation on this conceptual understanding of emptiness will then lead oneself to the direct understanding of emptiness, which is intuitive understanding of emptiness. So this is all as a process, because I myself, who have not gained this, the wisdom that understand emptiness directly, it's a very hard to really just to tell someone that this is how you actually gain the state of and understand emptiness intuitively. But our way of understanding is explanation of emptiness is based on the texts, that's how it really mentions. And so this will begin with one's own self. Let's think about how we look at ourselves normally. The way we look at ourselves, the existence of self, is it really exists the way that appears to you? The way we apprehend ourselves. So this is how we begin to really to step forward to understand emptiness by looking at oneself normally, how we really look at ourselves. Is that self that really exists the way in which it really appears to ourselves? Is the things that the vase or the pot in front of you exists the way in which that really appears to you? Is the flower that really exists the way in which that appears to you? This is how we analyze first. This is the process of analyzing.
I have a question. Is this a step in the right direction, a small step, towards understanding emptiness, if one encounters, let's say, an old man, and looking at it, and all of a sudden seeing him when he was young, so that what you see is it's the results of what happened before, and it's not just this old man. Is that sort of a small step
of him?
Understanding it?
ya jis se do pena chik ta tong ba nye liya ta tong nye liya kar so re je ba je tong nye liya lo cho be lo cho de kan liya ta tong ma tong ba nye liya ko cha ya de pena ta morong che be na pena mi ken go chong be na mi ken go chong be na ta po ken go chong be na ta po ken go de tanda ye de po ken go de di gong liya ta ko ta lo mangbo shi nye liya ta ko shun shun lo shun 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 bar bas je zang ta ko ko gengwa cha ya di ko tanda gengwa tong do ya di lo mangbo shi nye ka shun shun chi di ni ya pang rim chi ko gengwa cha yo chi ro bas dinde chi samdang me ne tongpo nye to ya liya pengri bas
dinde pengri yi ro ka ko dinde mo ya di kāng lé yá ma tén pé yé ché ché dháng ché tibá né kén tí rúwa wé tí kyo ngó lú ngó tóng dháng bí yá ndrá ndrá ché tén tí tí pé pén kú yé
Yeah, absolutely. This is a helpful way of actually understanding emptiness. Actually, the, your way of looking at this person who's old and then, you know, the person wasn't old when he, you know, several years ago and so on. So this is actually a skillful approach of understanding actual impermanent nature. So that very understanding of impermanent nature will really become an auxiliary for understanding of emptiness. So this is, of course, yeah, definitely yeah, helpful. Any questions?
So, kind of along those same lines, is it a valid practice to think of oneself in the past and compared to oneself in the present, and notice that there is no thread between the two, or investigate looking for the thread between the two?
The question is, if you have a question, the question is, if you have a question, tanda negab kitanda suzui subunda kanga yevdige da ani nyema yevdige ni paralia ta kanda gyo yedebchi tongbude tongya da denzu ta kanda tinde tongya lia pechen chi ya di ta ko nyemle yang da bchi chago re bes
ji jong haman tanda denda ria de ngman du sinda chi ya ngun dio ani ji dēn nōng nā sā nā jī jī tō chā gā jī rā gā dēn pēng gā rī sī
Yeah, this actually, you know, really helps to understand how the your very existence is dependent upon your, you know, previous existence and that really leads yourself to understand that dependently designated I and dependently designated self or yourself, right? So this is, of course, it's something that we need to be practiced. And this will also lead you to understand how things really change momentarily by seeing the change that has occurred in our physical body. And there are a lot of changes taking place and something really, some kind of, you know, new appearances that is really, you know, popping up in one's own body that has never existed in the past and so on. That really leads you to understand, you know, the process of change, momentary change. That's a really good in our practice, actually.
Yeah.
Everything's fine and you don't have to work as hard. Like, that's how you do that. Okay. Well, in the Georgia direction, the Samjili and lo maru wa yin ba su su ngo xin to ba chi de ya ji su su che jia le ba ji yin ba ji ngo xin de ba chi de de yong go le san sam ji le ya ya ji fe ko pe ngo su to ba ji ma ji ba chi yin le ko ya nyue de gin chi de de chi ta lo chi yor ba ta kan da chi lo ta me ri chi de de chi yong go le ani de ge na jin da ji sam ji le ya su su ya ji a da de 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 Degasi jeho mara, chik jeho mara, da dhiman dhigre, da chik dhigro la chik, da lol chik leti waro. Degi kanga chik, pechen, ngone jena dhinsu samalo, chik nyamlen jia liya, nyoya chire shas. Dende kanda yinpe nas, da pena rik chik dipe, kukyoni, ngosu toba mea liya, chik hago, hago toya, kago yinpe liya, inge ku barja yinde gin chik. Da kanda res. Ewa chere.
I think ewa chere na, that Tambo Kuro, Yukuro, Canada, Nazina, Kutam, Mutemba, Mombuji, Lodji Tango, Jiroa Mutemba, and Legend Mutemba Leon, Yukrongolo, Canada Tanipa Yukuro, I get the money kinji. The second of the Logi Pair Lomar Margul, look up as soon as he started the camera, Mother Kronin to you, Marva. Dozu kanga de ji ndamun de ha de so lu gi san tong chu pa so ni ji kang lo
so so there are many negativities. It really exists within us, something that is not obvious to us at all, very subtle manner, and some of them exist within us in a dormant manner. Some of them embeddedly existed within our mental system. So they are actually kind of sneaking and, you know, trying to, whenever the opportunity arises, just ready to just come up and destroy all kind of, you know, your peace of mind and so on. So of course there are some negative states of mind that are very obvious, such as anger, hatred, jealousy. Those are very, again, even the jealousy and anger and so on, they are also subtleties. They are subtleties. You know, some of them are gross level of negative thoughts, anger that we all understand that is anger. Some of them are, again, you know, they are subtle level of anger that we don't know that it's really anger, but it when that really activates, that it will really put it into jeopardy. So this is those kind of negative thoughts and emotions is always within us, particularly of, again, looking at this laziness. See, there are kinds of laziness, different kinds of laziness, the laziness of engaging in
inappropriate activities, which is inappropriate activities, the activities that are useless. This is also considered as a laziness, one form of laziness. And the laziness of procrastination, this is also part of laziness. And laziness, shumbililu, which is again laziness of, there's one kind of laziness that you kind of like, oh, this is something that I can't do at all. I'm not going to do this. You know, I'm not capable of doing this and so on and so forth. So this is also a part of, you know, laziness. So there are many things that we don't really look at them as an obstacle for our practice, but in, you know, in reality, they all of them really becomes an impediment of one's own practices. So we have to be always look at those and be aware of that. It's one of our practices. So.
When the meditation, the need to meditate comes about, so that we can, if we are able to do it on a regular basis, then we can become familiarized with all of that, right?
So that the is on that one, so the gom kaya da, to get someone that the don't the robust sort of.
Pesazo,
that's all, you know, all of this, you know, negative thoughts and emotions will be, needs antidotes. Then antidotes will become accessible to us through meditations. So we need to meditate, because the Buddhist practice is mainly to meditate. Meditation, we find there are different kinds of meditations, single-pointedness, analytical meditations, and so on. So meditation doesn't really necessarily requires a quiet place and maintaining physical gestures of meditative equipoise and so on, because meditation, in the Tibetan term for meditation, is a gom, which is familiarized. So when you are focusing on something, that you are actually meditating on it, you know. So, but what is the Buddhist meditation difference from those all kind of meditation is, the Buddhist meditation is to always to tackle our negative thoughts and emotions, and to recognize and identify the negative thoughts and emotions, and to overcome those negative thoughts and emotions. This can be done through meditation only.
So, Geshe-la, could you talk a little bit about what you might call the other side of the coin? Because if all we think about is renunciation and suffering and all of our distorted points of view in mind, it can become a very depressing thing. And that doesn't make for a very happy or useful life. So can you talk about the rejoicing side of things a bit as well?
The daily level charging, garsuma yos tadi, nyejung kene.
Nyejung kene si tanda kaya mahi ni cian dapu tanda yunju yena. Tiap aja ron. Lepan dapu tanda nganjuk yupelo pas. Ti. Yuge tanda macu cung dapu lolo kain dapu ro. Lolo kain mahi de yutin mahi.
So, what Kishla said is understanding of need for renunciation alone is something that can be rejoiced, something that one needs to be happy with. Because without having a proper or the genuine wish to achieve renunciation, there's no way that you overcome suffering. There's no way that you will be able to understand the disadvantages of cyclic existence. So when we talk about renunciations, you actually are able to see the disadvantages of this cyclic existence, that we were never aware of that. We continuously undergo suffering. So just having this kind of, you know, the feeling that you have within you, renunciation is something that we needed, will lift you up. That is the rejoicing part. So can I say that you will stop here with this today?
Zombie. Yeah.